Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here today to do some more healings with all of you this evening. And nice to see some people from New York on the fast chat here. So Mila's on it. So hi, Mila. Thought I'd say hi to you personally here, and hope to see you back in New York in first week in June. We'll talk about the ascension process. I get people asking me all the time of what it is, and we'll just cover just briefly here. The universe, every 2,000 years, gets turned off and on. And when it gets turned off, that's the way the light frequency, the divine light, can release the darkness from itself. Remember, the darkness was never created by the light. So this energy just comes in and kind of attaches itself to it for whatever reason, mainly just to take energy, I would guess. Or it's an envious of the light energy. But regardless, it also affects us greatly. So when the universe is turned off, the darkness falls away. The light ship goes out and looks for the different spirits that are out in the universe. And if you happen to be in a dark universe by doing dark practices or being aligned with the wrong types of teachings, the light ship will look for you as much as it can do. And not everybody is found, unfortunately. There's been lost spirits for, trillions of years because they got aligned with the darkness. But I won't go too much into that. But what happens is your physical body will no longer exist. It'll just be in a blueprint state, just like it was before it had life brought to it by your own individual spirit. Remember, it takes a spirit to go into a life form to energize it. This is what happens when the sperm met the egg with your parents. Your spirit was also there bringing in life force energy. And that way it could be a conscious being. Otherwise it would just be like probably a zombie without having a spiritual integrity to it. And what happens is, since you are a blueprint at that point in time, and everything else is a blueprint because there's no more things created in the light, when the light gets turned back on again, when it chooses to bring forth the frequencies of light and energizes that, then your spirit now comes over to you as a blueprint and says, gee, can I fully integrate with you 100%? And if it can do that, then it can become energized with the same frequency of the earth spirit that created your body, and you're made up of the earth elements. And at that point in time, you're able to move on where the earth spirit is going to be. Now, the earth spirit is no longer going to have control of the blueprint of our earth that we're living on right now. It's chosen to go to a higher frequency of resonance. But since you're able to resonate with the earth spirit, you can then at that point in time integrate with the energy of the earth spirit and then live life where she is going to, on a planet that she's already created as a blueprint, and that will be energized also. Remember, if something else takes over the earth blueprint, then it will be a whole different spirit, a whole different frequency. Just like snowflakes, everything is different. But your body will not resonate to the old blueprint like you have right now of the earth. So you have to go with the earth spirit for ascension. This is the way it works. It's very, very simple. If you just start connecting the dots and look at it like a child, you can understand how simple it basically is. And if your body were to try to go back to the earth plane here, the spirit energy, which keeps it alive and gives it sustenance, would not be able to resonate to it because it's a different frequency entirely. So you're kind of like mixing apples and oranges, and you can't get one out of the other because they're not going to work. So basically that's the ascension process. And the ascension, like I tell everybody, is, how much do you love your body? Your body's been around for a long time, eons, and it's now has a chance through its genetic coding, from your ancestors. If you release those energies, it can now move on, and it would love to get out of here. Otherwise, it would just be a blueprint. So it'd love to take and have, everlasting life brought forth and having your spirit re-energize it over again. Now, if you're scratching your head saying, well, gee, what happens to, my grandchildren, my son, my daughter, my husband, my neighbors, if they don't do the ascension. Well, remember, you still have spirit energy. The blueprint of everybody will be on the light ship. And if your spirit cannot energize that blueprint, which means coming into it 100%, not having emotional densities in it, then if it cannot do that, then it'll just go on like it always normally would, except for on our planet here, where we're locked in here for eons, having all these past lives by the dark side. You'll just go on back to your home base energy, and then from there, go out to the universe and have fun again, and just have one life in the moment. And when that life form dies, then you go back to your home base energy, and that could be whatever time, you know, that life form chooses to hold, you know, with this life. Here, you know, if you check most people, they'd say, yeah, normally when you get between probably 60 to 90, and somewhere in that time frame, the physical life form here passes on and can no longer hold energy, and it's corrupted by all the densities of its life. But other life forms can live for thousands of years. So, you know, you have the choice to do the ascension. But if you don't ascend, remember, you are going to be moving on anyway, and you're no longer trapped here. Anyone who passes on, who has passed on since the first part of 05, the light ship would take the spirit away from here, so you're no longer locked into the earth plane negativity of duality and forced reincarnation. What we're going to do now is an entity clearing. Hope that kind of helped everybody else out here who are listening, wondering what's going to happen for ascension. And when that's going to be, I can't really tell you. The light ship has not given me any information on that. Remember, the light only works in the now. So if you're brand new to the program, just know the light only works in the now. There's no real predictions. Everything goes from one moment in light to the next moment of light. And this is how they have no judgment on anything, because how can you judge a creation? Every moment there's a new creation. And if you choose to judge yourself to make your creation better, then that's fine too, because then you're creating a new life form, maybe wellness in place of an illness. Or maybe you're choosing to just go out and create something with your hands. And remember, there's no failures, and the light does not look at you, does not ever judge you. So the judgment aspect is probably really how your body is being judged by the consciousness of what is instilled in it. Remember, who you are is your ancestors' belief systems and their judgments. And those beliefs are why we basically die between probably, we'll say, 60 to 90 years of age, because the body cannot hold up with all this density here of negative beliefs. Remember, this is all mental energy. The light only works with heart energy, love energy, heart energy. And so the belief energies, as far as the mind energy, that is what's actually basically killing all of us here. This is why when the universal shift happens, the ascension time happens, the universe gets turned off and on. There's no more mind energy whatsoever. So if you're out there practicing, reading books on ascension, you're really not going to get anywhere with those books, because you're not going to have that memory of them. That's going to be wiped clean, erased, because that's what got you into trouble to begin with, seeking too much knowledge, not going within and knowing everything is perfect. So the whole process with ascension is to be out of judgment, just like a young baby would be, full of life force energy. So we're going to do some entity work now. Entities are one of our biggest problems here also. These energies are energies that attach to us. They live their life through us here, unfortunately. They're just life forms of emotions in a body of other people. And here we go. And the question here is, do we ascend to the light ship? Well, your blueprint is on the light ship of your body, and so is your spirit energy. So, yes, you would first go to the light ship, and then you'd go to your home base energy. You're not going to reside on the light ship. You're going to Go there, I believe, with your spirit, if not just only to your home base energy. And then from that point, move on. But the blueprint of your body is always stored. Remember, everything has to be collected. Remember, what you're doing in this lifetime is attempting to release old belief patterns that was told to you throughout your life in this lifetime to get back into spiritual consciousness. So let me just read the fast chat here. Anything else on here? Healing for a sore throat. Okay. Yeah, we can do that a little bit later. So here we go. Take away entities here, and also it says fear body. We could do that. And these sample healings will normally work on the VBS programs, which are the ones that are stored on VBS, which are the archives. Here we go, releasing some of these energies here. And these are entities that have attached and come into your own consciousness, into your body, different places. There we go. Doing some more releasing. Remember, when you connect with the archive, you're actually connecting to the light ship energy also. And I would imagine that at some point, if you keep attempting to use it over and over and over again to do sample healings, that those healings will not probably work for you, because that means that you have to go through and do, you know, your complete life clearing. What I do is just strictly sample healings for people so they can understand what they're like, so that they can come forth and actually work on themselves to clear out your whole life of whatever clearings I do within an hour of time. So just putting an hour through on the archives of various healings, you know, doing it yourself, or maybe trying to go on to 10 hours, it's not going to be effective for you. But they will give you some kind of relief a little bit. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of your spirit energy back into your body. And you may feel yourself heating up a little bit as this happens. You might feel a little heavier. So I'll count to 10 to command your spirit back in. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of do a sampling. Feel your body. You might want to walk around, see how you feel. And if you bend over and stretch, remember, when your spirit's with you, a lot of times your aches and pains can leave you. And the entities can bring you all different types of physical problems. But they've experienced through their body hopping also can influence you greatly. Even though they didn't really experience that maybe in their lifetime. Maybe they died, 3,000 years ago. And they've been in, five bodies a day ever since then. There's a lot of bodies that they can contaminate and then bring you all this stuff. So this is how it works. Okay, we're going to do a chakra alignment here. Go to your heart center, heart chakra. Moving it around a little bit for those. And here we go. Throat chakra. Third eye. And power chakra. Second chakra, first chakra. You're going to do an opening now. You always go to the heart first to give you that nice heart energy. So heart chakra, spin, open. Moving up now to your throat. Spin, open. And third eye, spin, open. Moving back down now below the heart, power center. Spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. Wonderful. And we'll do the bind to heart drop. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. You're going to just drop down your mental body. We call it your awakening consciousness. And here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, and one. Again, just kind of sit back and relax. Communicate with your spirit. And the way you know if you're in your heart center is if you can actually feel your thoughts coming out of that area. It'll be outside of your head. Not in your head, going down into your heart area, chest cavity. A question about aren't the entities cleared out of the earth plane? Don't know yet. I would say that the dark side is still very much in control. And this will eventually be what's going to happen here. These emotional bodies which belong to the earth will eventually move out and get cleaned up so that the earth can go through its ascension process. Remember, it's also picking up energies too. Getting back, backpedaling into its own consciousness, releasing the traumas that it's experienced. It has to also bring all of itself with itself. So next what we're going to do is a clearing here. And this clearing that we're doing is going to be a fear body clearing. Again, this is a sample. We'll do the fear for the last 5 days. Here we go. 5 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And let's do that one again. That these feel a little off here. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That feels much better. A lot of energy there. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, hopefully that's helped here. I want to do a clearing for anxiety. Same process. Everybody sit back and relax here. Anxiety. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Again, just kind of take a mental note here. See how you feel. And you should feel just a little different, okay? And we always do the emotional clearing, so we'll do this one here next. We'll do 5 days up to now here, so same process, 5 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, a lot of stuff here. Third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Boy, you guys, 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago. Wow, must be a rough week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I have to shake my hand off here. I'm writing here. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, and I'm yawning. If you want to yawn, you can too. It helps you release energy. Oh, boy. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, a request for an anger clearing. So here we go for anger. Same process, so go back 5 days. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Boy, hang on a minute, I need some water. the gruff one too. 4 days to go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, seventh cleared, first cleared. 3 days to go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Again, just take kind of a little mental note. Maybe you might want to walk around a little bit, see how you feel. And have a request for recording. So what we'll do is why don't you think of somebody that maybe has gotten to your energetic field. It could be somebody, a relationship that you had. Maybe it was something that happened in the past and the person is still connected to you. Remember, each time you think a thought of someone, you are courting them. And when they think of you, they're courting you. This is how some people think, gee, is this person thinking about me? Well, yeah, they are. That's a no-brainer there. So here we go. Just think of a person that you'd like to have released out of your life. And just kind of, if you like, visualize them, think about them, and we'll connect right now. And we have the light beam helping us here on the on your monitor. So if you want to scroll down beneath the blinking flower, you can see the beautiful light beam there. She's activated right now for these healings. So here we go. We release the sixth chakra, this energy that they're cording into you. Remember, cordings are no good, very negative. They take away energy. So here we go. Sixth chakra, the energy is being released from that person that connected to you, going back to them, released, okay? Fifth chakra released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. And now we're going to take the energy that you connected to them, knowingly or unknowingly, either way it works. Remember, they can be doing it to you also without you or without them even understanding what they're doing. And so this is stuff that you should know about and not do. But people do that anyway. So here we go. This is the way the earth plane is here. So here we go. Sixth chakra, giving your energy back to yourself. That's returned to you. Fifth is returned to you. Fourth returned to you. Third returned to you. Second returned to you. And first chakra returned to you. For those people that have had a lot of problems with someone, you should feel in a much better space right now. So again, get up and walk around and just kind of see how you feel. Normally your body should feel maybe more energized. If it feels maybe tired, it's because it's falling out healing from all these healings. Remember, when you're not with your spirit in your body all the way, when you're dealing with a lot of stuff and that pushes your spirit out of you, then at that point you have very little healing with the physical body. Remember, your spirit inside of you is your healer. So you want to keep it there. And this is why people sometimes say, gee, I feel a little tired after a session or something. And then they say, I got all this energy just after maybe an hour or two, but I felt tired during it. And this is how the healings actually work. And your body will take whatever time it needs with your spirit energy to do the healing, as long as you don't get into the same old stuff over and over again. So you do want to take time after a healing to go within, not to be disturbed too much so that you're able to take in the full benefits of different healings. So let's see here. What can we do next? I'll do a planetary healing here. As we talk about on many shows, your horoscope, how the planets are controlling you, how the planets, these are probably mostly from dark universes, I would hope. I would hate to think that some light universe is courting you, if that's the case, and they actually switch sides or they're not in complete integrity with the light. Because nothing should court anything else. That's one of the main spiritual laws. There's no such thing as the light courting the light. So these are normally universes of the dark side, and there could be, you know, trillions of these universes, energy pools, and these things can connect to you physically. So we know about those. It's a no-brainer. Just get out your newspaper and you can see how you're being controlled. Here we go. I'm going to release you out of 10 of these here. So the first one we're releasing you out of, and just think of a physical problem that you have dealt with, and we'll just see if that can get lessened from you. because remember, these energies are taking away your spiritual energy out of your body. You know, they're like, vampires. So here we go. 10th universe, planet, we'll say, 10th planet released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released, 4 released, 3 released, 2 released, and we got one other one here released. Okay, next, I have a request for a mental clearing. This is another sample. Most of these clearings that I do, I charge $5 times your age. So if you're 20 years of age listening, it's $100. You know, it's like going out on a date. And you can have your life cleared for you and live in the present moment. This is what these clearings are to do for you. And if you're over 60, I don't charge over $300. I cap it at that. And I have worked with people, you know, 12 or 90 years of age so far. A mental clearing, this is like defragmenting your home computer. It can bring back mental clarity to you. Get rid of some noise in your head. Those thoughts that keep recycling over and over again. And it can also help. Some people have a problem where they have their ears kind of ringing all the time. And this is also a benefit in doing the mental clearing, too. Some people have said that this has really helped them with their ears ringing. But everybody is different naturally. So here we go. A mental clearing, we'll go back again 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago, 6th chakra cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, we have a request for spiritual betrayal cleansing, please. Okay. Now, what, kind of see how I can do this one here. That's a big can of worms. Let's just look at the aspect of how you've been taught improper teachings. We had, maybe either Mike or Jim earlier come on requesting a healing for spiritual dogma from churches. So let's just do that here. And, boy, I'm heating up. You guys got a lot of energy there. Holy cow. That I've only been here once. Or actually twice. Here we go. Man, am I heating up. How am I going to do this one? Let me get some help here. Okay, they're going to clear the last year for you. Okay, we'll do it month by month. So we always go kind of backwards here. So the 12 months ago, this is what you were indoctrinated with as these precious spiritual teachings if you've been to a church or organization which dealt with mind energy, okay? If it was heart energy, then you don't have any problem at all because the heart is love. But mind energy is there to control things, and you all know this as I talk about it in all my shows, you know. So here we go. If you haven't heard about it, then tune into the archives. So, 6th chakra, 12 months ago, cleared. This is your spiritual indoctrination. 5th chakra cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. Wow, am I getting hot? 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. Okay, 11 months ago. 6th cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. 10 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 9 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 8 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 7 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 6 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Hope you're all kind of following along here. If you have any key months where maybe you were told something that was really out of integrity, that you're going to know it here. 5 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this month, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Wow, I'm going to get some water here. You may want to get some yourself. Walk around, see how you feel. Here we go. I'll check the fast chat now and just see what's on it here. Okay. Is the White Brotherhood from the Creation Lightship? No, it is not. Is it good? Go to your heart center to find out. Remember, I get people asking me all kinds of questions about other practitioners and other modalities and, you know, Ashtar Command stuff. I get that all the time. You know, you have to go to your heart to find out if these energies are good. I don't like to get in there and talk about them because it's up to you to make your own decisions. We'll do a disconnection here. So agreements from Galactic Federation stuff. Oh boy, Gail, you're going deep. Oh, geez. I can't do something like that. It's just, that would take a long time. Yeah, that would be, I mean, it's a long time to do. Let me see what else we have here on Fast Chat. Let's bring in some peace energy. That way you're able to experience some peace now since we got you out of a lot of this garbage of mind control for the last year, hopefully. So here comes some peace energy. If you wish to look at the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen, put on about an inch on your scroll bar underneath the feedback and a little blinking flower there. And you can see a beautiful light beam there. And we're going to bring in, we'll bring in Janina. She wants to come in now. She doesn't normally come in. She doesn't like to always come forth only because people start to talk to her or connect with her all the time. And so normally the other light beams want to come in also. So through almost all the shows, these are actually different light beams that choose to come in. But now Janina wants to come in. And she's my helper, we'll say, and a great assistant. So we're going to watch her energies change now. So here she comes. She's telling me thank you. So here she comes. So and I'll use the word stronger to bring her in. And watch her picture here change. Stronger, stronger. Maybe all these energies are heart connected. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and she's in. So, I'll just take a half a minute here of silence, just allow her to come into your heart center. And she may even talk to you inside of your head, possibly. It all depends where you are in your consciousness. If you don't feel anything, that's okay, too. She's still with you. Unfortunately, most men don't feel, don't sense. So what I say is like about 1% of the men can feel, and about half the women can. So if you cannot, this is working anyway for you. Feeling and sensing is not a prerequisite to have help from the light ship. I'll be quiet for half a minute here. We'll bring in her energy stronger here. I'll be doing this as I'm in silence. Okay, we can release mind control. Thank you, Gail. So here we go. On the count to 10, and you're going to find that the energy in your room will completely change. You will not be affected by the 60-cycle current in your room from your wiring in the walls. And radiation, you know, from like cell phone transmissions, etc. All these energies now will be released from you. I'm going to count to 10, and you're going to be in complete peace in the present moment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and like on the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In, it's on the website, you know, contact is all it takes, you know, basically to change your life, you know, that's what it's saying, and the contact is, to me, the contact with your own divinity inside of yourself. You need to have that connection now. What I'm going to do for everyone is release. This we do just, I think we did this one other time or twice. I'm going to release your emotional body from you. And, kind of jokingly, if you're a woman, this is how you will feel if you were a man in a sense. Women normally work with a lot of emotional energies. And so once that's released from you, you're going to go, wow, what a difference that is. And then I'll release the mental. So naturally, people live in the mental body too. Men do that. So you can actually feel what it's like to be in neutral. This is a very, very profound healing. They can only hold the energies away for a short while because these are energies from the earth, that, the earth spirit gave you. So here we go. On the count to 10, as you're emotional body starts to leave. You want to put the emotional body to your right side. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let me just sample everybody. This is a little bit more work. There we go. Coming out. Your emotional body will automatically come running back to you. You're never going to lose it. Remember, it needs a life to live, a physical life form to live in, so it's not going to ever abandon you. Sure, that's outside of you now. And you should feel your energy of your body get relaxed instantly. You might feel like, you know, melted butter right now. Now we're going to do your mental, your mental body. This will be to your left side. These are for people who get tied up in knots mentally. This is a great healing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And scanning here, a little more energy we need to release some more of this mental body out of you. There we go. And unfortunately, like I said before, these bodies cannot stay out of you. There. Now we're gonna drop you down into your heart center. These are out. We'll hold them out for the end of the show here, which is probably, we'll say, about 15 minutes here. Okay, there we go. And now we're going to drop you into the heart center. Everybody's almost there because there's no more emotional stuff and mental stuff to keep you from going in. But just to make sure, here we go. You're going to do an anxiety body. There's some people who have anxieties. So take this out, and also fears. So in front of you is going to be your anxiety body. Coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And behind you will be your fear body. 1, 2, that one's really strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go, coming out. perfect. Now you should be in your heart center completely. We'll just make sure that you're there. And Gina's going to be with you right now, along with other light beings. They're coming in. These other light beings are, there's about 10 of them coming through, 10 different teams. You probably have about 30 of them now with you. And they'll help you, maybe communicate with you, bring in their nice, beautiful, divine energy. So this is pure love energy coming into you right now. And with these bodies released, you should have some very profound physical healings too right now. And the healings only work according to your belief. And your belief is the belief of your ancestors, all your baggage, okay? Now what you believe right now in your lifetime is what they've given you, what you have to release out of your physical body to become a light body. This is how the process works. There we go. And that's also, we'll say, your faith quotient. As Jesus said, your faith healed you. Well, that means that you got rid of your baggage, so now you can be in perfect faith, non-judgment. So you can accept the healing. There we go. And we'll release a pain body out of you right now for those who may have chronic pain. This will also be in front of you. Here it goes out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And Jim asked about the programs, mental programming, here on the fast chat. Yeah, once you have an emotional clearing, Jim, typically those programs are not running any longer because it takes away those programs that you keep recycling. So I would suggest having your whole life done with the emotions. It'll change your life. 1 hour and you're a different person. And again, just see how your body's responding. You might want to get up and walk. You might feel probably kind of sluggish, which could be normal, which is because your body's going through a healing aspect right now, doing this energetic work. Maybe your spirit is what heals you, so right now you have that opportunity for healing. How well it works, like I said, is your faith quotient, your belief systems of your ancestors. You know, how bad did they imprint you with all of their stuff to prevent the healing from taking place? And once these bodies come back into you, if they're still full of gunk, then that can take the healing aspect away from you. And it's not your fault, it's their fault, but you can't blame them because this is the way life is here. And this is why I believe probably in older cultures, people never had children until they were pretty old, maybe 50, 60. And that was because they worked on themselves their whole lives so that their children would not carry the baggage that they had. Question about clearing the beliefs. Yeah, I also do a 7-generational clearing too for people. I first do a session where I clear away the imprinting of your parents, mother and father, on you. A lot of people, their parents are choosing to live their life through you. And that might resonate to a lot of you. Maybe your mother is always on your case for something about not doing something the way she wanted you to. So I clear away that energy, and then we go back and we do a 7-generational clearing. And that greatly helps you move forward because you're not taking on the energies or living the life of those people. I would imagine, you know, probably 500 years ago, without all the technologies that we have today, you know, life was probably pretty consistent from generation to generation. maybe being out on a farm, you know, living in the countryside, you know, maybe not moving or, you know, going too far away from your house, riding horses. That was probably pretty standard. So you could take on the talents and have that wisdom passed down maybe 3-4 generations, and you could still use that information. It would be very useful to you. But right now, where we're living now, there's so much technology that, you know, one generation back, even going to two generations back to the 1900s, that information back then that's downloaded to you all the time in your consciousness doesn't pertain to this lifetime. You know, we don't have, special grease to grease a buggy wheel or, you know, buggy whips or anything like that, or carry horseshoes with us, you know. That all that stuff is obsolete, generally. So you want to be in more of the moment here. Okay. You should all feel pretty good right now. We're going to bring in an ascension energy of Jesus when he ascended. This is what the light ship brought to him. And it's a very sacred energy, too. And you should still feel very peaceful because your bodies are released from you right now. So here comes the ascension energy of Jesus. This is sort of like we'll want to lift you up a little bit. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very, very beautiful, peaceful energy. And I hope all of you on the East Coast will be able just to turn your computer off now and go right to sleep. Complete joy and peace, being in harmony with yourself right now. Okay, so we're getting close to our time to close here. So I just want to thank everyone for being with us this evening. And tomorrow is Saturday night live on the Light Ship. So we're having some Light Ship healing here. And hope to have all of you on board. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And have a good evening and good night to all.
You deserve to know the bliss found in the divine union of your soul with spirit. You do not have to wait until the afterlife to fully experience oneness with God. Through healing the soul of its forgetfulness of who and what it is, you allow it to fulfill its divine right to know the spirit that you are, so that you can be the knowing spirit and enjoy your existence. Please join me, Reverend Sharice Thorne, for Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. For more information, please visit www.knowingspirit.org.